KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The UN says more Palestinians are fleeing the combat zone in northern Gaza. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The pace of Palestinian civilians fleeing the combat zone in northern Gaza has picked up as Israel's air and ground campaign there intensifies. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports about 15,000 people left on Tuesday, compared to 5,000 on Monday and 2,000 on Sunday. The densely populated northern area of Gaza, specifically Gaza City and adjacent crowded urban refugee camps, are the focus of Israel's campaign to crush Hamas, the militant group that's ruled Gaza for 16 years. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The White House says it's skeptical of the latest battleground states poll showing Donald Trump leading Joe Biden. The polls conducted by the New York Times and Siena College show the president trailing Trump in five of the six states. All states Joe Biden won back in 2020. State Democrats who were aiming to stop the Republican momentum in Virginia have apparently gotten their wish. A look at the numbers from reporter Anne Marie Morgan.
Heading into Election Day, Republicans held a two-vote majority in the House of Delegates. Unofficial results showed Democrats taking 51 of 100 seats, with Republicans winning 49 by early this morning. Democrats had 22 of 40 seats in the Virginia Senate, but may have lost one, while the GOP appears to have won 19 seats. However, some races were decided by such close margins that recounts could alter the outcome. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Global shares mostly lower and muted trading ahead of a speech by U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, a speech that very well might point the way for future interest rate policy. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia. Here's Michael Harrington.
Photographer Bob Updegrove does not have to work on gay weddings in violation of his Christian faith. So says a settlement between the Virginia photographer and the state in a legal battle over non-discrimination laws. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Updegrove and released a statement saying, quote, free speech is for everyone. As the Supreme Court recently affirmed, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Gay Games, that's an athletic competition exclusively for homosexuals, is underway now in Hong Kong. That despite opposition from city lawmakers, conservative councilmen are warning Hong Kong chief executive John Lee to beware of, quote, bad ideologies and acts of soft resistance. They argue the Gay Games advocate for legalizing same-sex marriage, a move which would violate a national security law China has imposed on the former British colony. This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance coming from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
WeWork has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It marks a stunning but anticipated fall for the office sharing company. Once seen as a Wall Street darling and one that promised to upend the way people went to work, WeWork says it entered into a restructuring support agreement with a majority of its stakeholders. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.